This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 497 for Friday, July 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is beginning the session lower on Friday as a part of overall weakness on the markets. Canola hasn't had two consecutive negative sessions in a month. Rain is expected for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan today. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all in the red, while crude oil is making small gains. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's economy grew 0.3% in May, while also estimating a contraction of 0.2% in June, as well as 1% growth for the second quarter. The November canola contract is down $10.70 per ton at $812.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all under selling pressure. Light amounts of rain are expected for the northern parts of the U.S. Midwest, as the Dakotas and Minnesota will also see milder temperatures. However, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois will see temperatures in the high 30s or even exceeding 40 degrees. The U.S. Drought Monitor updated its map on Thursday, which showed that 50% of the country is under abnormal dryness or drought. Meanwhile, 59% of corn-growing regions in the U.S. are under drought conditions, up 4 points from last week. Nearly a quarter of that area is under severe drought, the worst since 2012. Heavy rains in southern Brazilian states have impeded progress on their safrinha corn harvest. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange on Thursday said that 68% of Argentina's corn crop has been harvested, which should yield 34 million tons. The September corn contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.23. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 53% of the country's soybean crop is under drought conditions, 3 points more than the week before, and 20% is under D2 drought or worse. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an export sale of 256,000 tons of soybeans to an unknown destination on Thursday, creating sales totaling 878,000 tons over the past 3 days. The September soybean contract is down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.34. The November contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.89. Saskatchewan's spring wheat crop was rated at 35% good to excellent, according to the province's crop report released yesterday. The North Dakota spring wheat tour calculated an average yield of 47.4 bushels per acre at its conclusion on Thursday, down from 49.1 last year. Drought in the U.S. has expanded to include 43% of spring wheat areas, up 12 points from 1 week earlier. 72% of Argentina's planned wheat harvest is planted under good and optimal conditions, while the French wheat harvest advanced 24 points this week to be 83% complete as of July 24th, with 78% of the crop in good to excellent condition. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.96. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.47. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.90. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.